Well, hello there, guys. Now, you may or may not know I'm an owner of a VR headset for a little while now, but I've noticed a couple of things. There seems to be an awful lot of hype about VR games. Some of it is warranted, a lot of it isn't. Sure, they've come a long way, but most of them aren't there yet. But you get these guys doing a review of a game on a headset and they're just over the moon about it. As if it's the most fantastic thing they've ever experienced. Well, maybe it is. Well, you see, I'm an older guy. And I was used to having great games. Many years ago, before the companies kind of started making mostly crap games and charging full price. And all these people giving these games great reviews on VR are really hurting the gaming industry themselves. Because all it means is the companies will just start pumping out these average games that are full price. And I've seen some videos where these guys, they seem, you know, not really young guys, but not really old, but look like they're level-headed. And they're on about this game is absolutely the best game they've ever played. So I get a game and put it in and what the hell are they talking about? Because to me, I see a lot of average games on VR and maybe a handful of games that are great. The reason why I bought a VR headset was mainly to try Half-Life Alyx. And I thought if that was really good, there must be loads of other titles around. But I was kind of wrong. I haven't found any other game that comes up to Half-Life Alyx yet. And I mean in quality. I think the closest one so far is Red Matter 2. But that is a different game altogether. I am very happy that I experienced VR before I pop off. And it was lucky enough to have a game like Half-Life Alyx to experience it the right way. But as the market being saturated with great VR games, it certainly isn't. But I do believe the future is VR. But therefore, to be great titles about everywhere, you guys have got to stop hyping up a VR game just because you're a fan of that title, saying it's absolutely so wonderful, but it isn't. That way the companies will understand that people want quality instead of quantity. A lot of companies make a game that's not even finished and sell it at full price. And for some reason, you people buy it. Oh, sure, you moan about it, but you still bought it. Nothing's going to change unless you do, the buyer. I mean, think about it. If one company like Valve can make a VR game 4 years ago to the level and quality it is, means that technology exists. That means all the companies could do it if they're willing to spend a bit more time and money. I mean, do you think Valve lost money on that game? It was made 4 years ago and it's still almost at full price and give you an experience and a game that actually is worth the price. Let's face it, the game price is not exactly cheap now. They've gone way up, but the quality's gone way down too. And like I say, the more you accept that, the more low-quality games you will get. I'm going to take my VR headset, put it on a pile of rubbish, and burn it, as in protest. Of course I'm not. I'm not an activist. Just a normal guy. Well, not that normal. That says his mind. And just says it the way I see it. Take it easy.